Exclusive Jim Bognit, Biden turning beautiful rural Pennsylvania into Afghan refugee dumping ground. By John Binder on February 5, 2022. Republican Jim Bognit, running against Democrat Representative Matt Cartwright in Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, says President Joe Biden has turned a beautiful rural area into a dumping ground for hundreds of unvetted Afghan refugees. As Breitbart News has reported, the Biden administration has brought more than 76,000 Afghans to the United States for resettlement across 46 states since mid-August 2021. The operation is being facilitated by the federal government, a non-governmental organization, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and multinational corporations. Bognit, in an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, said that Biden, with the help of Cartwright, is unloading hundreds of Afghans on a rural community in northeast Pennsylvania. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Jim Bognit, February 5, 2022. In Butler Township, Pennsylvania, which is a beautiful rural area 2 miles from my house, the Biden administration just dropped that they're going to put 500 to 600 unvetted Afghan refugees into the Keystone Job Corps facility. This is a facility that trains college kids to get jobs and get skills, Bognit said. And instead, we're going to put 500 to 600 unvetted Afghan refugees. I have no trust in the Biden administration that they have any ability to screen these people, Bognit continued. Local law enforcement who I've talked to have no idea who these people are. We don't have their criminal records, we don't have their vaccine status, we don't have their COVID-19 status, we don't have any status on them. We don't know who they are. Indeed, the Biden administration has continued withholding information on Afghans pertaining to their criminal records and terrorism ties. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has admitted that not all Afghans arriving in the U.S. are vetted in person. Most recently, an Afghan male, brought to the U.S. by Biden, was convicted of molesting a 3-year-old girl at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. Last year, an Afghan male was arrested and charged with raping a teenage girl in Montana. In September 2021, an Afghan male was arrested for allegedly molesting 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys at Fort McCoy, while another Afghan male was arrested for beating his wife to near death. Domestic abuse by Afghan men has been so rampant across various U.S. military bases where Afghans are temporarily living that the administration deployed gender advisors to intervene. We're going to be fighting it every step of the way. This is what Biden and Cartwright do to us. They've turned northeastern Pennsylvania into a dumping ground for Afghan refugees, Bognit said. They have ghost flights of illegal immigrants over Christmas. They're really treating rural, red America like it's their dumping ground. According to Bognit, Cartwright has privately said that he was unaware of the Afghan refugee plans for northeast Pennsylvania, although he purports to have a close relationship with Biden. We have a direct, clear, and present danger to the security of our citizens in northeast Pennsylvania, and Cartwright claims he knew nothing about it, but then he says, I'm fine with this. We should be doing this, just like he supported the ghost flights of illegal immigrants up here, Bognit said. Indeed, Cartwright has helped fund Biden's Afghan resettlement operation to the sum of more than $13 billion in American taxpayer money. With Cartwright's help, the Biden administration has ensured that the Afghan resettlement has no clear end date and is planning to fast-track thousands more Afghans into U.S. communities, rewarding them with green cards. We've heard nothing from Governor Wolf. We haven't even heard anything from Republican officials, Bognit said. People are sick and tired of being treated like second-class citizens in a dumping ground. We demand that we be protected and we know what's going on in our own backyard, and I don't think that's unreasonable. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly 1 million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at imagebinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.